Sports Talk with Joe Smith is proud to present Behind the Scenes with IU Vice President and Director of Athletics, Fred Glass, brought to you by IU Athletics. Come on back home again to Indiana. It's a whole new ballgame. Buy tickets now at IUHoosiers.com. Now, from Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana, here's Joe Smith and Fred Glass.
Well, to say the month of March was busy and productive would be an understatement. Earlier this month, IU Athletics announced the capital campaign as part of the university-wide For All Bicentennial campaign, a rather historic goal of $2.5 billion, IU's largest campaign ever, unprecedented, really, if you look at its ambition and also the scope of the matter under the leadership, of course, of President Michael McRobbie, For All, the first ever all-campus campaign. The athletics campaign fundraising goal is underway is $170 million, bringing to IU a new golden age of Indiana University athletics. And tonight, we go behind the scenes with Vice President, Director of Athletics, Fred Glass, a very timely visit to glance at the process and the progress ongoing, plus a great season of hoops, both men and women swimming, men and women making and made national raves, both programs finishing in the national top tens for the first time in 8 years. Been a solid start to spring as well. Up and running with a lot of success going on. We'll cover it all on Behind the Scenes, brought to you in part by IU Athletics with Fred. And mentioning swimming, Big Ten Coach of the Year, Ray Luce joins us, bringing in two of his freshman All-Americans, Miranda Tucker and a young lady out of Evansville who certainly turned the national collegiate swimming world upside down with her tremendous feats. So it's a busy Tuesday as we wrap up March here on a beautiful spring Tuesday in Bloomington. Tonight on Sports Talk, we're live from Yogi's, along with our producer, Will Boatman. High atop our One City Center studios downtown, Joanna and Mike Glasscott, our on-site producers, and all of our sponsors, including IU Athletics. Hi again, everyone. Back off the road, back at our favorite spot here in town, Fred. And like I say right at the top, I can't recall a busier, more productive March. We've seen a lot of each other. It's great seeing you back. We're back home and things kind of settling back in.
Well, exactly right, Joan. As you know, every day is a great day to be a Hoosier. Yeah, right. And I think every spring is a great time to be in Bloomington, and every night is a great night to be at Yogi's. But I'd say this spring and this night at Yogi's are particularly awesome given the performance of our students who participate in intercollegiate athletics over the last several weeks. It's really been extraordinary, and I couldn't be more proud of our young men and women.
You know, we talked a little about the campaign here at the top, unprecedented, of course, in ambition and scope, and your athletics campaign is a capital campaign is kind of interwoven and part of the whole scheme of things For All Bicentennial campaign. I know you and the President Michael McRobbie announced that earlier this month, right before our Seniors Day game with Maryland.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I really love working for Michael McRobbie, because he thinks big. You know, he wants it to be the biggest ever, the largest that Indiana's ever done, one of the largest that any public university's ever done, the first all-campus campaign. He likes to think big and think in terms of unprecedented record-setting achievements, and that's why I like working for him. And the campus and the university has announced theirs, of course, last fall, and then we followed on that as the Department of Athletics. As you mentioned, we've got $170 million overall goal, and I'm proud to say that's one of the top three goals for campaign contributions across the whole campus. The only ones that outdistance us are the medical school and the College of Arts and Sciences. Of course, they've got larger footprints than us. So I think given the athletics' disproportionate profile, it's an obligation for the university, for us, to step up and raise a significant amount of money. We've already raised $124 million toward that goal of $170 million, and half of that, Joe, as you know, is going to go to scholarships,
right,
to pay for the education of our students who participate in intercollegiate athletics, and the other half to develop facilities so that we can be competitive. And we're really excited about what's on the horizon for that, and think it'll keep us competitive for another generation.
Well, you know, Kevin Wilson, after the bowl win, now in spring practice, with a couple of new hires, Mark Hagan being one of them, but I only mentioned football, and we'll mention that the Cream Crimson game has a new start time. We'll get to that in a second, but the South End Zone enclosure and a new indoor arena for wrestling and volleyball, not that far distant from becoming reality.
That's exactly right, Joe, and even closer is the opening of the renovated Simon Scott Assembly Hall. It's hard to say that's this fall. It's going to be terrific. I think our fans will be very pleased, a very fan-friendly renovation. And people know a lot about that, but what we really announced was closing in the South End Zone with the Excellence Academy building. It'll be great for the athletics campus. It'll create a beautiful new front door for athletics. It'll create a bowl in Memorial Stadium, but most importantly, it's what's going on inside that building. It's very student athlete centered, a nutrition center, a wellness center, a leadership and life skills center, career counseling center, rehabilitation and treatment center. Everything that goes on in that building is going to be not focused on administration, not focused on coaches, but focused on our students who participate in intercollegiate athletics. Very excited about that. And of course, the indoor arena will house competition for wrestling and volleyball, gets them out of the 46 in the bypass, which is hard to find over there, and will really, I think, engender more of our students coming to support their brothers and sisters who are playing in those sports, and also help us with a cross-training opportunity. And then, even though they're not directly part of the campaign, we hope to have targets of opportunity to renovate the golf course, create that as a championship course worthy of the IU brand, and renovate Armstrong Stadium. When it was built, it was state-of-the-art, unfortunately no longer so, Indiana University needs to have the best soccer stadium in the country.
And it's so neat, too, and we go back many months. When you first unveiled this right here on this show, kind of giving us an audio preview of what that corridor might look like at the corner of 17th and Fee, and to have a new arena and for both to house both wrestling and volleyball, it wasn't a pipe dream, and now, like you said, it's getting close to becoming reality.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. I don't like when somebody announces something and then it's going to be, you know, 10 years in the future or something. When we announced Assembly Hall, which will come online this fall, the kids that were freshmen when we made that announcement will play in that facility.
Great.
Closed-in end zone, the Excellence Academy. The kids that are freshmen now will participate in that building by the time they're seniors. Same with the volleyball wrestling arena. So it's going to be a pretty quick turnaround in our bicentennial. You know, the bicentennial campaign by the year 2020, we'll have all these projects done, and I think really helped set the table to continue what I think is evolving into a new golden age of Indiana University athletics.
And now that the plan is moving into action, I know you need help, and you went out, and interesting that a lot of the chairs, if not all of them, I think they're all former IU athletes. How neat is that?
Yeah, it's great. It's great when our former student athletes come back and give back, and as you mentioned, a lot of members of the steering committee, almost all the co-chairs, former student athletes. And a little twist that we did this year, or in this campaign, was include honorary co-chairs, all of whom are former student athletes, and, you know, familiar names: Antoine Randall L., Trent Green, Victor Oladipo, Cody Zeller, Ashley Benson. It's a great, I think, tribute to their experience that they're willing to come back and contact donors and do videos and attend events and help us raise the money for these important facilities.
Well, no question, and it's all in the works, and the process continues, and onward and upward for the glory of dear old IU. Just getting started, going behind the scenes with Vice President Director of Athletics Fred Glass, and when we come back, lots to talk about, and we'll start with basketball and go hop into the pool, men's swimming and diving and women's swimming and diving. Boy, the spring has sprung, and Hoosier team's doing well. We'll be back with more behind the scenes with Fred. When we come back, you're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Will Boatman, high atop One City Center. Beautiful Tuesday here at Yogi's at the corner of 10th and Indiana. It just got better because two of our multiple All-American swimmers have arrived, and we'll be talking with Lily King and also Miranda Tucker a little bit later with Coach Ray Lewes, who, if you missed right at the top, was again accoladed in the highest esteem by the league. First time it's ever happened, Fred, where he wins Coach of the Year honors for both programs, unprecedented as far as the Big Ten goes and many, many years. And let's just start there since the girls are here. And, you know, we talk about March. What a run through February in the pools and the times and the results for both of our programs.
Yeah, it's really amazing, Joe. And I don't think there's been any of our programs that have been more consistently excellent over the last 10 years than our men's and women's swimming and diving programs. You know, we had the three-peat not too long ago with the Big Ten Championships and came really really close to this time and coached a great national finish. And Ray's done a great job. I had the opportunity when we were in Philadelphia, former swimmer Alyssa Vavra, and Eric Ress reached out to me to connect, you know, because they were in Philly. And it was so fun talking to them and hearing their perceptions of the program, you know, a few years out, and having had a little bit of time to reflect on that and the positive comments about Ray and the program and all that. So anyway, it's neat to see our students who have gone through the program have good feelings about it after their retired from the sport.
And as we mentioned, both swimming programs finishing in the top 10 nationally for the first time since 2008. Both were second in the Big Tens, and the number of All-Americans, I mean, we're going to talk to Lily and Miranda here in a second, and I think they took a chunk of about six individual All-American honors, but the number, I think, it was high 20s, almost in the 30s, all the way across the board. Outstanding.
Yeah.
We're talking All-Americans now.
Yeah, exactly. When you compare the number of All-Americans from those two teams to all of our All-Americans last year, it's darn near the same number, so it's really incredible.
Swimming and diving a little bit later on the show, and of course we're back from just an outstanding season of basketball, and there is something special about perfection, and that's what we found this past winter in the Assembly Hall. And I think, if my memory serves me correct, there was only one other school in the country to accomplish that feat. Did Princeton end up
I think that's right, Joe.
Men's and women's? Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to care about the Ivy League. We're care about Indiana, the Big Ten, and 31-0.
Yeah, it's just a great year for both those programs, and a great bounce back years. Of course, two coaches of the year, the 31-0. Really proud of both of those programs, and I think Hoosier fans have really rallied around these kids and supported them. And heck, we went up to Notre Dame and gave them a heck of a tussle. And you know, who knows, if we hadn't been playing on their home court with three refs from the ACC, we might have won that darn thing.
That's very well
said.
Did
I say that?
Yeah, you did. Oh. And that kind of caught me off guard, but I bounced right back. And mentioning Coach of the Year, yes, Terry Morin and Tom Crean within the league. And, of course, Tom still up for National Coach of the Year honors that will be announced this weekend. Before we delve into a little bit about basketball, I did receive a notice that Yogi is going to be competing in the three-point contest, and that it's going to be part of the 28th Annual State Farm College Slam Dunk and Three-Point Championship right there outside of Houston on the 31st. So that's Thursday, since April is arriving on Friday. So that's Thursday. Going to be on ESPN at 9 o'clock. And I can't think of a bet. Well, if I, you know, was a betting guy, all Yogi did for his career was shoot, the lights out from behind the line, and only A.J. Guyton had more threes in his career than Yogi. So I think he's got a pretty good chance with a little Hoosier flavor ahead of the Final Four. That's a nice honor.
He's money under pressure, too, so I think that'll bode well for him.
Again, 9 o'clock on Thursday, Yogi competing and representing Indiana U. The outstanding senior. Let's see, 42% from behind the line this past season. Well, two great runs. We get talking a little about, we were out in Des Moines and obviously had a chance to go to Philadelphia, but the Sweet 16, the third trip in 5 years, and The thing that I take from the season is the togetherness, the bonding that went on, and a thing that they'll never, ever take away from us, the Big Ten Championship with a record of 15-3.
Exactly right, Joe. And I just don't think you can overstate the great coaching job that Tom Crean did with this group. I mean, they faced adversity that would have thrown a lot of other coaches, a lot of other programs, the tailspin. The early adversity on the court, the injuries, the tough losses, and he just kind of went back into the laboratory and reset his approach to defense and got people engaged and took a little bit of different approaches to things and experimented. And boy, if he didn't cobble together a heck of a team, which, like all great teams, is driven by the great team chemistry. And that's an intangible, but I think it really comes from the coach. And I'm thrilled that Tom was finally recognized as Conference Coach of the Year. I think this should be his third Big Ten Conference Coach of the Year. Frankly, not his first, but I'm still glad he got the first. And he's deserving of the Naismith National Coach of the Year. I hope he gets
no
that.
No question.
That has done a really, really great job. Now, it took us 20 years to get our first outright Big Ten championship. Tom's gotten 2 in 4 years, and then 3 Sweet 16s in 5 years, and really made us relevant nationally. Tom will be the first to say, you know, we want to go beyond that, and we clearly do. But having said all that, a really, really, really terrific year. And heck, North Carolina's so good, and then on top of that, they kind of played above their heads.
Oh yeah.
And any other night, you know, that's probably a game that we're able to win. So
that's what I was talking about. Stats sometimes they do tell the tale of the tape. And had someone told me that they would have been on fire after, you know, averaging all season long through what 30 plus ball games, the 31%, that they would come out on fire there. But it happened. But nonetheless, there's always next year, and certainly the legacy left by the five seniors will have a fitting role to these guys, regardless of class, because they did all come together, and they are and will go in as defending Big Ten champions. Mentioning first, how about the first tournament win in 33 years for the women in the NCAA tournament, dispatching Georgia. That was a big night for the Hoosier women, and getting in the tournament. And as you mentioned, just an outstanding year for Coach Terry and her staff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to diminish, because ultimately the kids deliver the mail here, no matter what the sport is, and certainly did in men's basketball. But I also, and women's basketball, and a great crew of young women. But also want to just pay tribute to the great job Terry Warren did. Came in under very challenging circumstances, had no time in her first year to really get any kind of team chemistry, if you will, put together, get to know the kids. Had a tough first year, totally under the radar screen, and then bounces back and finishes fourth in the Big Ten, undefeated at home. Several nationally ranked opponents were beaten, and then she's Coach of the Year, wins the first tournament game, as you said, in 33 years, and really gives Notre Dame more than what they wanted up there. So really bullish on Terry and her staff, and especially the kids. They really came together and just wanted this. And we're a young team. The future, I think, bodes well for both the men and the women in basketball.
Well, we've got a lot going on at a great success rate with all of our teams here in the spring. Tennis, a big match coming up. Lynn Loring, the Dean of Indiana Coaches, he's got his crew off to a good, solid start. And Purdue's coming in on Saturday, and we still trail the PUs by 1 point as we take it on through the spring. We'll talk about the Indiana Governor's Cup report. But a big match. Water polo's ranked in the top 20. Track and field softball. I know you were out at practice here not long ago since we got back. How about these young? We talk about our swimmers that are all Americans. I tell you what, Tara Traynor and Josie Wood, my golly, and the softball team. What a way to start the Big Ten with that sweep of Iowa.
Yeah, they're killing it, and we were behind in all three of those games against Iowa, and just showed great resiliency and won all three. The first sweep we've had of a Big Ten opponent in since 1978,
been a while.
Which is pretty amazing. And all the other ones you mentioned, the women's tennis they're off to a great start. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the show before, Joe, but I'd love to beat Purdue. And so we play Purdue on Saturday.
Yeah.
Great chance to do
once
that. Water polo is a perennial national ranking. Track and field, great things happening. As you mentioned, softball doing great, bouncing back from a little bit of a tough year. But got some pitching to go with that hitting. And I think we're second in the conference in pitching and fourth in fielding. Play that kind of defense with the traditional hitting we've had, it looks like it could be a good year.
And, you know, mentioning the programs, water polo, some nice exposure. They're going to be on the Big Ten Network this Saturday at the CBAC as they will host a rival Michigan. Barry King's got his crew out 15-5 right now. Baseball team is about 29 minutes into its 23rd game of the year. Against Ty Neal. You might remember Ty. He was the pitching coach under Tracy Smith here and has a lot of friends in Bloomington. He's got his Bearcats of Cincinnati in the BART tonight. That started at about 6:05, and more baseball tomorrow hosting Evansville. And, you know, Chris Lamona started off with some tough ones, and that's the way he kind of deals with things. And they're often above 500, and everybody's 0-0. They fly east to Piscataway to start the Big Ten this weekend against Rutgers. But I like what I'm seeing early season from the baseballers.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's hard to get untracked when you know, you're a northern team and you've been playing inside and all that, and then you're suddenly going to Arizona and California and Florida and playing such teams. But you know, it's a little bit of a page out of the soccer handbook. You know, you play these really tough teams early on, kind of find out where you are, and go into the Big Ten slate hoping that you know, you've taken some of your lumps and you're ready to move out.
You know, we talked a little about football and the Cream Crimson game and a new touch, a night game in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think this is going to be really fun. So we've worked at the university. You know, one of our goals is to be integrated with the university, and we're really trying to be a fun part of Little Five weekend. So our football game will start at 7, which should be about an hour after the women's race is done on Friday, and go for about an hour and a half. And then there's going to be a concert in the stadium. Which I think will be, you know, really fun. We're going to try to promote that, and, you know, hopefully we'll attract some people to football that may not otherwise come and have a lot of fun with the concert. And then, of course, the next day's the men's bike race. But we're hoping to be an integrated part of Little Five weekend.
Before you give us our department in the spotlight and our employee in the spotlight for the month of March, as we mentioned and have been, it's been a grand March, and we have only 3 days left. But I just some thoughts and comments on being one of the 10 athletic departments in the country to achieve what we did, and that's the bowl game and the basketball teams both going to the tournament. And, you know, Ray picks up another Coach of the Year. Tom, you mentioned Terry. I mean, this has all happened here, and we're talking Coaches of the Year in a three-week span.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? And our four Conference Coaches of the Year ties for the second most ever in department history. You know, it's only the second time that we had all those things happen in department history, the bowl game and the men and women qualifying for the NCAA. And then you stir in what the fantastic things are going on with the other programs, women's swimming and diving, men's swimming and diving, you know, what's going on with the women's tennis program, the bounce back with field hockey, so forth and so on. So all across the department, I think good things are happening, and we're aspiring to, create a time that I hope people will look back and feel like, you know, it's part of a new golden age of IU athletics.
We always save the best for last. I know you got a couple of thoughts. You got a couple of spotlights to shine on in this month of March. Take it away, our department in the spotlight.
Yeah, Joe, my department in the spotlight tonight is media relations. Of course, they do all the stuff that media relations connotes, media interviews, creating game notes, working on the programs, keeping stats and records, updating the website, issuing releases and all that. But yep. But especially for some of our non-revenue sports, and even for our revenue sports, when I think about Jeff Keg and J.D. Campbell, they're almost like a de facto director of ops, too. They no task is too small for them, and they also think big picture creatively. I'm really excited about what's going on. Our media relations are going to be an important part of the new Mark Cuban Center for Sports Media and Technology. We ask a lot of those people, and I think it's important they be recognized. So I'd like to mention that's Jeff Keg, as I mentioned, J.D. Campbell, Ryan Sheets, Nate Weikers, Jeremy Rosenthal, Caitlin Davis, Nick Reith, Scott Burns, Charlie Duffy, Greg Kincaid. can I go to my employee in the spotlight, Joe?
Yeah.
Kind of
want to
roll?
I'll tell you
so,
what.
Any one of these people would be more than deserving, but I'm going to mention J.D. Campbell. Maybe I'm influenced a little bit by seeing him in action, you know, over these last several games on the road. But that nobody works harder than he does. And let's face it, men's basketball has a bright spotlight on it. There are a lot of demands on it, externally, demands internally. And J.D. Campbell just does a great, great job. And he is my employee in the spotlight.
All right, so well said and well deserved. JD, of course, works tireless hours and has, and it's all about for the good of Indiana basketball. And does a great job, and you know, one of the young men that Fred mentioned, Jeremy Rosenthal, tells us that Paula Gutierrez was named earlier the athlete of the week in the Big Ten, and we mentioned that. That tennis match that Indiana has, I mentioned Jeremy, Ryan Sheets handles women's tennis, so we want to correct that. But that being said, Paula picking up the award, going unbeaten last week, and congratulations to her and Indiana's match with Purdue, 11 o'clock out on the varsity courts on Saturday. So, a busy, busy time, and we got Ray and the women coming up, and we hope that... to see you next month. You pick the date, and we'll have a little bit more conversation, and go IU.
Huh? I always look forward to it. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Fred Glass joining us behind the scenes, and when we come back, we'll talk swimming with Ray Luz and two All-Americans that turned a number of heads back at the NCAAs just a couple of weeks ago down in Atlanta. That conversation lying ahead. When we come back, you're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Yeah, we're on the air live. You're doing great, Miranda Tucker. Give us a few bars of that. Go ahead. We're on live. You've got a beautiful voice. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
Indiana, 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 we're up for you. We will fight for the cream and crimson and the glory of all that you.
Are you?
Well, I tell you what a way to come on and back to Sports Talk tonight. And Ray Luz joining us. And as we mentioned right at the top, congratulations out to Ray again. Named the Big Ten Women's Swimming Coach of the Year, becoming the first coach in history. And there you go. We got these new headsets. I forgot to give you the set of instructions. Hey, we know she can swim and she can sing. That's a pretty good duo.
Yes, indeed.
Sir, welcome to the show. And just put this mic up a little closer to you. So there you go.
All right.
And we've got two brilliant young freshmen, you know, accorded All-American honors. But we talked to Fred about the month of March, but what a run through February and March for your swimming programs, Ray. Unbelievable.
You know, we got some really good swimmers, good kids, fantastic staff, and, you know, the ball's really beginning to roll for us, and that's how stuff like this happens.
Well, it does indeed, and it helps to go out and recruit, and I know you're a bit humble in the awards that you have won, but, you know, it takes a lot to go out, and it's very competitive out there, and it's something I know you enjoy doing. And that being said, talk a little about the recruitment of these two women that you brought to Indiana University. You and I had a conversation that we used on our pregame shows about Lily King, and I think it bears mentioning again where, you know, she saw things as they were when she came back to watch, you know, someone else, and lo and behold, it didn't take long for her to say, you know what, I want to swim for Indiana U.
Yeah, you know, the recruitment for both was different, but I just like to get to know people and build a relationship. And I think, you know, the three of us did that in the recruitment process. But I don't know if we were really high on the list with either of them to begin with. But it doesn't matter where you start. It matters where you finish. And, you know, I just really enjoyed recruiting both. I had a good time talking about Japanese with Miranda. And Lily always likes talking about food. Yeah, they have this thing called the Fall Festival down in Evansville. Uh-huh. And I know when that happens and what they serve. So,
well, mentioning that, let's bring on the and we mentioned Lily came before we talked to Lily. She just turned the National Collegiate Swimming atmosphere, the venues, upside down. I mean, just briefly talk about, you know, stepping back now a couple of weeks and inhaling everything that the young lady did.
You know, she had a real good freshman year, without question. And we were just talking about that the other day, and how it's important to kind of look at this as just a beginning. And although the times to a lot of people are impressive, I think it's just the beginning for both of them. There's a lot of room left. So, you know, we're not going to get too caught up in stuff that's, you know, for other people to do.
Well, and Lily King, welcome to the show. And out of Evansville, you went to Wrights High School and started swimming at a young age. That's where it all started, huh, young lady?
Yep. Pretty young, about 8 years old. Started swimming with, just a regular summer league team. Then ended up, you know, moving up swimming for a club team year-round when I was about 8 or 9. And it kind of went from there.
Well, you certainly have raised the bar a notch or two, stepping back and looking at the accomplishments of what you were able to do, not only at the Big Tens, but on the big stage, the NCAAs. You know, thoughts and comments.
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy, month and a half now. But, you know, that had kind of been the goal since the beginning of the season. So finally seeing those being accomplished and doing what I knew I could do early on has been a really great feeling so far.
You know, you had a modest high school resume, but you know, on the national age group beat, you were sensational. But the talk a little about you know, the breaststroke and you know, how good it was to you. I mean, that's one of your favorites.
Yeah.
The 100 breast, obviously, and to win the national title in both, just talk about it.
Yeah, well, pretty much up until this year, the 100 has been like my bread and butter. It's been my best event, without a doubt. But then this year, I know early on in the season, Ray and I were in a goals meeting talking about how I need to bring the 200, you know, up to the same level as my 100 was. So we've really been focusing on being able to finish the race, not taking it out quite as fast as I do the 100. But, you know, it just kept getting better as the season went on. Early in the season, I think at our first meet, I swam awful. I went like a 220 in the two breast, and I ended up going 203. So it's really just kind of taken a turn since, I guess, about January.
And the breaststroke requires a different approach, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, somebody once told me, he said, you don't choose breaststroke, but breaststroke chooses you. So, you know, pretty much you can either do it or you can't. But when you can do it, it's just, it's very individual. It's not something you can look at. You can't look at, like, the best in the world and say, hey, I have to do it just like them because they all do it differently. So it's really individual and just something you have to work on, seeing what works best for you.
National Swimmer of the Year, Lily King out of Evansville joining us, along with Miranda Tucker and Ray Luz, the head coach, the coach of the year. We've got it all here tonight, recapping what has been an outstanding 2016. You know, take us back to Federal Way, Washington. It was back in December. It was the AT&T Winter Nationals. Was that the springboard? I mean, the record that you broke had been on record 10, 16, 15 years or so. But was that the springboard then on into the winter?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the night before I swam the 100, I was second. And that had kind of been the common theme for about forever, I guess, me being second. So I, you know, I was second again, and I was just angry, and I was, you know, done being second. Even though it was to the world champion from that summer, I was still mad. But then, you know, came into the 200 the next day, and, you know, she actually got disqualified in the morning, so it was a little bit easier path for me in the 200. But then came in and realized, hey, you know, I think I really have a shot at winning this. I felt really good, and I was tired of being second, so I just kind of came in and decided I was going to win that night. So that's kind of how it happened.
Pretty good. A young lady by the name of Amanda Beard had held the record, Ray. And,
yeah.
You know, you had made a comment, you know, I asked you about Lily, and you said she's fast.
Yep. That's about accurate description.
But you also talked about the H's, humble, hardworking, and hungry. And when you look at those three individual H's. When you've got a little bit of everything and when it clicks at the right time, you become what Lily became, and that is National Swimmer of the Year.
Yep. We talk about that with all our swimmers, and everybody's got their own plan, and they're on their, you know, how quickly stuff happens for people happens at, you know, different times. So I just think you got to celebrate the good stuff, but also realize there's more out there in life, and, you know, stay humble to that process.
Well, and, you know, talk Miranda Tucker joining us, a young lady from Plymouth, Michigan, I believe.
Yeah.
We know you got a beautiful voice. Thank you for the rendition there. How neat has this been now, your freshman year, and everything that's happened here in the last couple of weeks, as Lily said, here in the last 2.5-3 weeks?
It's definitely been an experience, and probably nothing like I'd ever thought would happen, honestly. I kind of came into this year just with low expectations, not sure of, like, what was going to happen at the end of the season. But I was told by one of the coaches, Mike Westfall to be exact, and he just told me, like, just show up, do the work, and it'll come to you. So that's what I did.
And it's interesting that you both, your roommates over at Teeter, but you two, you share events equally well, and you've been following her, but her is going, Lily King, to the right to the championship podium. How neat has it been to be 1 and 2 and kind of put the exclamation point on a great NCAA showing the other day?
It's been awesome. Yeah, me and Lily have always discussed this, like this whole being 1 and 2 thing. So it's always been a goal with us. And at practice, we're just constantly like butting heads, you know, racing each other and having like a very healthy competitiveness about each other.
Lily started out at a young age. Tell us about your upbringing, and obviously swimming's your life, a sport right now. When did you start getting involved in it?
Well, I first started swimming because all in the neighborhood, all my old friends used to have backyard pools, but I didn't. And so they would always race me, but I didn't know how to swim because I didn't have a pool. And one day I just went up to my mom and said, I want to learn how to swim because I want to beat my friends. And she just found out that it was a lot cheaper to put me on the swim team, and so she did.
When Ray start coming around and knocking at the door, talk a little about your recruitment to Indiana.
Oh, well, like Ray said, you know, Indiana, like I had considered it, but it wasn't at the top of my list. But then Ray was so, like, persuasive as well as just very consistent. And what struck me, like, as the biggest difference between him and everywhere else was that he was just very caring. Like, he remembered what we talked about, you know, the week before. And, you know, he just really enjoyed having conversations with me, and I enjoyed having conversations with him. And it really made me open my eyes to Indiana.
Miranda Tucker joining us. He walked away with a couple of All-America honors. You know what was so neat? And we're talking with Lily King and Miranda Tucker. This list of All-America honors, 27 All-American accolades by 11 women. Talk about the rest of the team and how it bonded. We talk about bond, we talk about chemistry, and somewhere along the line, yes, swimming is the individual person in those lanes, but, you know, the team and that concept as it went through the winter, Miranda.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
The team chemistry. Oh, the team has always been, like, an amazing support to me, Lily, to everyone else, to each other. And one thing that struck me as, like, really cool is just how everyone is very unique. Like, there's no set personality to this team other than that we all get along very well. There's a lot of respect on this team, and we all love each other just the same.
How about it, Lily? Talk a little about how important that is, you know. Dear old IU, we're going in to win championships and be the best we can. That's important, is it not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, the entire team works so hard. You know, I came in to this team, you know, thinking I was a really hard worker, and then I quickly realized that I really needed to step it up. So, you know, just being around that atmosphere for the first time in my life had just had crazy good results, I guess, for me so far.
You know, you've set the bar quite high. Now, the milestones are out there, but what's in the near future now, Lily, as you look through the spring? And obviously we have something very big coming up in August, Coach.
Yeah, well, what's next for most of us is we're getting back into shape.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to the Charlotte Arena Pro Series. And they have one of these basically once a month. And that'll be their first meet out of the gate for long course, which is the Olympic distance, 50 meter. And then there's another possible meet in Indianapolis, or we might just stay local in Bloomington. And then it's off to Olympic trials in June, where the U.S. will select their team. And they'll be swimming several events there. Lily will be swimming 100, 200 breast. Miranda, she's got four events, actually. And I think Lily has a 2 IM.
Yeah, but
well.
I'm probably not going to swim it.
Yeah, she might not. she might not do it, but I think Miranda will probably do all of hers.
You swam the 200 IM in high school.
Yeah,
but you've just concentrated now on the breaststrokes?
Yeah, I actually swam the 200 IM at Big Tens and was third, okay. So that was like okay. But but we decided for NCAAs I was seated about 30th. I probably wasn't going to make it back unless I had a stellar swim. The relay was right after that, so we decided to focus on the relay for that first Thursday.
You won the National Swimmer of the Year. All the hard work, and you've done it here. You're still, what, 18 years old?
Yeah, I turned 19 in February. So
yeah, so you just turned 18,
yeah.
And here you are winning big and doing what you've done. Just thoughts about where you are setting your milestones now as you continue to move through in your young career collegiately.
Yeah.
How fast can you go? What can you? Olympic gold. We got all kinds of things that are down the road, but.
Yeah, definitely. We've been talking about just not setting limits recently, which I think is a pretty good thing for me. But we came back that Monday, and I just remember I was kind of sitting in my bed, like staring at the ceiling, and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do now? Every time I go best time, it's a new American record now. Just realizing that I still have a lot left in me, and I actually watched my race from the 100, and it looked awful. So I know there are a lot of things to improve on that. So just looking for, different things to work on in practice and maybe different race strategies a little bit and going from there.
How key, and talk to me about the coaching staff and Coach Luz and your workout routine, and how has that been is something that gets better the more you're in it? Is there repetition there? What's involved in your routine to take you where you've gone to thus far?
Yeah. I know at the beginning of the year I was really struggling, especially during our breaststroke workouts, because it's pretty much the whole thing is all out, which was a new concept for me. it got better and better as the year went on. I got more used to the training, and, I'd gone from doing only about 4,000 to 6,000 yards during high school to going more 12,000 to 14,000 yards. Once I got here, so I really just try to give it my all in every set and hope for the best. Usually by the end of the week I'm struggling at practice because my body's just so torn down, but that's usually how my practices go.
Well, what do you do for relaxation then, Lily? You got school here, you're coming down the stretch. How's school been, by the way, your freshman year?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm a physical education major, okay. So yeah, it's a lot of playing around in the gym and sometimes going to schools and teaching the younger kids, so that's been really cool so far.
Well, what's your friends telling you about you've had a lot of slaps on the back, I know, since you've been back to Bloomington.
Yeah.
It's grand, huh?
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy couple weeks so far, and it's actually hasn't really come down a lot. It's still going pretty crazy for I think the next couple of weeks.
Ray, again, we get back to what she accomplished here, and all these times. It's just beyond description, isn't it? You've had a little bit of a time now to step back and digest all this.
I don't know. I just look at it differently. I just think it's sort of a beginning. Both of these young ladies are in their freshman year, and I think my role is to not, let things get too carried away. So, we talk to our kids that are on the national team about how to be careful with their time, because you have a lot of people pulling at you, and just how to say no to some obligations and yes to others. And the very best swimmers on our team face that. We have Cody Miller, who's a pro that trains with us, went to IU, that these two get to train with and learn from. And you know, he's a good mentor and he's been through a lot of this already. So, you know, this is what happens when you get good. And, you know, we have some grander team goals that we want to accomplish. You know, we had a lot of kids sitting on the sideline that, you know, would have, you know, made us even higher up in the rankings this year. We redshirted Brooklyn Snodgrass and Jessica Parado on the women's side, and then our two top divers on the men's side. And hypothetically, if you have those two or those four athletes in the meet, both teams are top five, and that's where we want to go. You know, we don't get to say we're that, but you know, if we start having team goals like winning a national championship, then all the individual stuff, it'll just kind of happen.
It'll fall in, yeah.
And so we just try to be team-oriented, growth, have a growth mindset. And maybe at the end of the whole process, you can look back and go, wow, that was a pretty cool journey.
Yeah.
Because it's just a journey, and I think to be able to do it consistently, that's really, really cool to me. Because I've seen a lot of flashes in the pans when people pat you on the back too much, so... You know, we're just going to stay humble and true to the process.
Well said, well said. And Miranda, how's your spring lining up for you now? With school here winding down before you know it, what do you study in school?
My major is currently exercise science, which has been really great. I'm not sure. It's pretty general what I'm going to branch this off into, but I know for sure I want to stick with athletics. It is my passion.
Well, we hope you stick with swimming, too, which is your passion. Now, where do you raise the bar from here after everything that's happened to you over the last month or so on the national beat? Where do you get better?
You know, I'm still kind of keeping the expectations kind of low, because I do have a tendency to put a lot of pressure on myself over things that I really shouldn't be, I guess. So right now I'm just... trying to just work as hard as I possibly can, and whatever happens in the future will happen, and I'm just going to accept and be really happy with what I am, what I got right now.
Well, you've got plenty. You've got a lot going for you, and it was nice meeting you, and continued the best the rest of the school year and on into the journey, and it's a long way. And Lily, nice meeting you, and again, how high is the bar? How high do you set your bar now off of what you've accomplished? I mean, you know, where do you get better?
Yeah, that's one of the many things where we're very different. I have extremely high expectations for myself, but I'm also a very low-pressure kind of person. So I set these crazy goals at the beginning of the season, saying eventually, you know, I want to be down to, like, 56 and 100 breaths. So eventually thinking maybe, like, I don't know, junior, senior year, but that ended up happening this year. So, you know, I set really ridiculous goals and sometimes hit them a little bit earlier than expected. But yeah, I guess I get a lot better at meets when I'm just kind of messing around and having a good time, not really worrying about anything. So we'll be in the ready room before our races, and Miranda's like looking straight ahead, and I'm messing around and talking to everybody, and that's kind of how I am.
Well,
so I never stop talking.
It takes those kind of personalities to provide, you know.
Yeah, what's pretty cool about these two young ladies is they're both very different, but they both really are very driven people, and they don't really know it, but I watch what's happening in the United States in their event, and because of what they're doing together and the men that they train with, they're leaving other people behind, and that's kind of cool, because we're going to unleash this on the competition, and you know, they're making each other better in a really, you know, efficient way. And that's fun to watch. And I wouldn't want to swim against either of these two at all. I would leave that alone.
Well, it's a great spot to be in. And, Rave, thanks for dropping in. Always great. And, again, congratulations, Coach of the Year. But, again, when you have a chance to coach outstanding student athletes like you've been bringing into Indiana in both sports, in the sports with both teams, men and women, it is humbling, and it is very rewarding, I know. So thanks for dropping in, my friend.
Sounds good.
Joe, Lily, thank you, Miranda, and we'll be back to close things out. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yokies.
Welcome to Road Trippin' with Jacques and Cousteau, the next generation of service dogs and beloved mascots at Morrison's Appliance and Service. Join Buddy Bill and Don as they teach these young pups about life and the wonderful natural world which surrounds us.
You got anything you want to talk about this morning?
Just enjoying the weather when it's nice and when it's raining, you know, realizing that,
I understand.
Hey, Indiana needs this, so we get those bright green trees.
Grass is starting to green up a little bit. Of course, we got a lot of rain when we should have got snow,
yep.
But we don't have to shovel rain.
Groundhog was right. Early spring.
Yeah, I told you that them animals are smart.
Mm-hmm.
They know what's going on.
Yep.
And that groundhog knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
They're not dumb, boys, I tell you. Animals are smart.
Yeah.
And it's all brought to you by Morrison's Appliance, the place to go for the brands you know.
Talking taxes with Jackson Hewitt.
Can you believe it? I turned 50 today.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy? I can't retire. Can't get senior discounts. Can't date 30-year-olds. What's so great about 50?
I'll tell you. You can start contributing more to your IRA, up to $1,000 more.
Great! I get to save more money. Just what I wanted to hear.
Savings, which count as a tax deduction, could mean a bigger refund. And if you file your taxes with Jackson Hewitt, we'll give you $50 on an American Express Surf card that day. It's our gift to you.
Well, cheers to that.
So, get your taxes out of the way, a refund in your pocket, and whisk that younger man off for a little birthday celebration.
But I told you, I'm 50.
50's the new 30.
Yeah?
Ma'am, we know a few things about numbers.
Are 100% accuracy and maximum refund are guaranteed, and $50 on an American Express serve card. Drop into one of our 6,300 locations, Jackson Hewitt, where taxes are less taxing. Minimum tax prep fee required. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply. Ask a tax pro or see jacksonhewitt.com for details.
Talk looks about things tonight on Sports Talk. Again, our thanks to Fred Glass, Ray Lewis, and to our All-Americans, the freshmen, Miranda Tucker and Lily King. Our Employee of the Week out of the shortstop barbecue train is Amber Harmon. We got baseball going on with Cincinnati right now out of the park. Tomorrow night at Sevensville in the zone. David Glass, your phone calls at 6. Final Four coverage starts at 3:30 on Saturday. And women's softball, big series with Michigan coming in on Friday. For all of our sponsors and our guests tonight, you've been listening to Sports Talk. We've been live on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Have a great week, everyone. That's our show from Yogi's. Good night, everyone.